You are now listening to part 3 of the February 21st, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast.
I thought I was
hearing. Oh, no, he had him. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I thought I heard Crazy Frog coming out.
No, I'm not playing Crazy Frog.
No, not Crazy Frog.
Wait a minute, he's got one.
I know what this is. From the Muppet movie.
I think it's Ray Stevens.
Oh, is it? No, yeah. I was thinking it was from the Muppet movie.
Ray Stevens is always
the chickens in the Muppet movie.
Hey, man.
It's Light Nose. Light Nose.
Crazy Light Nose.
How about that Britney Spears? She's bald all over and she flees again.
Britney Shears.
Boy, whack job.
I mean, Jack, your observation was great. That she must have got a hold of the best acid or mushrooms or something, because in 5 days she shaved off all her hair, checked in and out of 2 rehabs.
Got 3 or 4 tattoos. Checked in and out of 2 or 3.
But, somebody said her net worth is like $100 million. So you can do pretty much what you want.
Yeah, marry her.
You know, and yeah. K-Fed just got custody.
You mean FedEx?
FedEx, baby.
They have great. I don't want custody of her frickin' spawn thing.
Yeah, but it comes with
a trust fund.
Nice
$35 million.
Just like Anna Nicole.
Yeah, but she's worth $100 million.
No,
they'll make new ones.
Yeah, but she's gonna spend.
Here you are. You're what's his name? Federline. You got access to the $100 million one way or the other because you got the 2 kids. This is called submarine time.
Yeah, but I'm not K Federal.
Child support.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were.
No. Child support's calculated based, at least in this state, on how much the parents make.
By weight of the surviving children?
Yeah.
Now, say, really?
Yeah.
By how much? No kidding.
It's a very strict calculation. All you do is enter in the parents' income, number of kids, and it spits out a number.
Really?
Yeah.
And but you can bet if their income is $10, $15, $20 million a year that the number that's spit out is not number. Small.
Right.
We have a sound effect for that.
That's right. That's counting them dollars, counting them hundreds as they flip out.
All right. What else? What else we got?
I got one here.
We're waiting. Jimmy is waiting. Jimmy has no light notes.
Jimmy has no light notes.
Well, that's horrible. Actually, let me put in my pseudo light note for my mega light note. But the did you see that there was this Nazi sub off of Norway that was sunk with 70 tons of mercury on board?
Whoa.
This was a long time ago. It was sunk.
Hitler dispatched it over to Japan to, barter with them.
So they found this,
They found the sub. Now, these are like
British sunk the sub off the coast of Norway.
Okay, now
it's 500 feet of water. Okay?
500 feet of water.
I mean, they could almost suck it out with a straw.
It's like in 55-gallon drums or something, right?
No, it's like even smaller packages than that. I mean,
of course, mercury's heavy.
Very heavy.
Very heavy.
Right. And it's a liquid.
And it's a liquid.
Even at the temperatures and pressures at 500 feet. And so the
In Norway, cold.
Right.
Apparently these cases or whatever are decaying.
They're decaying, yes.
They're worried the mercury's going to get in the water, but it's a liquid.
So they're going to dump a bunch of sand on top of it.
To bury it.
Let's cover it up. Out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Out of sight, out of mind.
$15 million worth of mercury.
I'm telling you,
sand are they going to have to dump out there?
Well,
doesn't matter. The point is that they're throwing away $15 million. Now, of course, Norway doesn't care because they got all the oil.
All the thing in the world. But I'm just saying, the thing is that.
If they could drill for oil, it seems little enough that they could move one of those goddamn platforms over there and suck up all that mercury.
Or they could take all the damn tires off of our coast. I mean, why can't you go over there and straw and just go...
Well, we'll talk about those tires in a second.
And 500
feet.
Mercury.
500 feet is retrievable.
It's totally retrievable, man. I mean, even if you're down in a gym suit and you're plugging a little pump there,
but
going up there, man.
Hard hat diver, huh?
Well,
hard hat, man.
The stuff is heavy as hell.
I'll bet you.
I know.
But what they should do with this is they should put
a freaking Makita drill.
Well,
an advertisement on YouTube that says... Wanted
$15 million.
Yeah,
come and get it.
Submarine scientists.
Well, they're worried
everybody
about
send your little remote objects over here.
Oh, they could have the prize, you know, like right. they do for the autonomous whatever it is. That
exactly.
Well, it did lead me to lead to the fact that it's illegal to sell any mercury to any consumers in the U.S. now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, when of course we used to drink it as children, you know, I mean, I did.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
I used to break thermometers.
Well, you know, that explains
what people don't understand. What people
breaking thermometers and drinking mercury.
What people don't understand, it's some kind of special gas that comes off of it. It's the harmful stuff. It's
not the
killer.
Not the actual liquid.
No, the liquid's no problem. It's the gas.
You can smoke, snort, drink.
Yeah, you can do anything you want with the liquid.
It's
the gas that and I forget what it's called.
Crazy
mercury
gas.
Hydroxide or you know crazy sulfate gas. Or whatever the hell it is.
Crazy All right, so the other thing Eric mentioned was those freaking tires off the coast of Florida. For some reason, 35, 40 years ago.
The geniuses at Florida decided artificial reef.
In the middle of peace, love, happiness, and Earth Day, they decided to dump 47,000 tires off of the coast of Florida. Something
right. Including a gold-plated one to start the whole event off from a Goodyear blimp.
To start the whole pollution process.
Well, no,
the whole idea
was that in a year or two, all the tires would be encrusted with barnacles and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
You would never see the tires.
Wouldn't even know it there. Right?
Unfortunately, apparently, the sea life is not real crazy about tires.
They're not. That's not the Ritz-Carlton.
They don't dry.
What happens is they are now, after 35 years, seriously polluting everything. Because back then they were real rubber. I mean, we didn't have radial tires back then.
Right.
They were like polluting type tires.
Right.
They used to have, seriously, when I was growing up, when you would dump the old tires, they would have these huge mounds. I mean, literally thousands of tires. And if you started a fire on one of those mounds, you couldn't put it out for like 10 years.
Well, they have them in the Springfield tire fire in The Simpsons.
And that's real.
Yeah, of course.
That's like the coal mine fires that you can't ever put out.
All right, another jeans. All right, what other light notes we got?
I'm done.
Here?
All right, well, I have this one that I just had to, like, man, I feel so bad for her. The girl in St. Petersburg, she's had the hiccups for more than 3 weeks now.
That's right. Tried everything.
And, yeah, I mean, literally.
Pills,
and there was a little Simpsons on that one, too, where the guy goes, and the man who's had hiccups for 20 years, just kill me. Just kill me.
Eric, you've got something that'll cure hiccups? Is that what you're saying?
Well, actually, the interesting thing was
she needs to go to that 12-acre field.
No, there was 25 pages of people that actually sent into the Tampa Tribune. You know, hiccup
different
home remedies. Right.
Right. I mean a million different kinds. I've never even heard of. But I did have to do a tiny...
All the usuals were hot tea, you know, hot
popping
water.
The balloon behind somebody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right. Sugar, honey.
Mouthful of semen, all that stuff. Right?
Whoa.
Jesus Christ, Jack. Holy McCrappin', Batman.
Holy McCrappin'.
Where's her picture? Let's find out if that was...
Well, she's a little chunky. That's her picture right there.
Well, don't have to look.
I mean, I'll put it up on the web. I mean, all you listeners, you look really close in your microphone or speakers, you probably see it.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. But I did have to do a little tiny bit of Hanger Dog's little R research here. I decided that I wanted to find out who the world record holder was for having hiccups.
It's years.
No, I have it right now, and I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay. It's a guy named Charles Osborne. No relation. I don't believe to Ozzy Osborne. But he was born in 1893.
That's one of the cures: bite the head off a bat.
That's good, man. That wasn't actually in the thing. He hiccuped continuously for 68 years, 1922 to 1990.
What stopped him? His death, right?
Actually, it was a mysterious stoppage, his death. It stopped 1 year before he died.
Really?
But, yeah, it started in 1922 at the rate of 40 times per minute.
Jesus!
Could you imagine? And slowing to 20 and eventually stopping on June 5th, 1990, after his daughter Melissa prayed for him, for which she earned a $10,000 reward.
Oh, well, that's it. Well, that was pretty exactly good.
Yeah, he had to give him $10,000. That make you stop. Total 68, but you got to think about it. It's like he first appeared as a guest on Ripley's Believe It or Not in 1936. Then he appeared on ABC's That's Incredible in 1980.
Right, I saw that one.
And
did you?
Did you really?
Yeah, and that's why I knew it had been like I thought it was something like, I knew it was decades.
Right, right, right. And, but this is like, could you imagine like Fran Tarkenton or whatever is like, you know, so you've been on TV before Hickenpen, right? What was that last broadcast?
1936.
That's right. And then he goes on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson in 83, 3 years later. So, you still think, Hickenpen? Yep. I mean, you gotta be kidding me.
You know, I'll do almost anything to get on the Johnny Carson show, but that ain't one of them.
Man. No,
60
man.
Years ain't come
I mean,
down.
I would be visiting, like, all the Halloween horror nights, and you try.
Oh, that house that the girl said. She goes, people are running up to her in a Walmart trying to scare her.
Yeah.
Can't even go
That's when you break out the taser gun. Yeah, very funny.
Taser might work. Yeah. But anyway, so he and you have a board game, Trivia Pursuit. But anyway, he started hiccuping in 1922. So you think about it. He hiccuped through the Depression.
World War II. The A-bomb.
H-bomb.
Cold War.
Vietnam. Korea. Vietnam. Gulf War. Desert Storm.
Bill Clinton.
You know, whatever.
Monica Lewinsky.
You know, I mean, my God.
And Hulkamania.
I had to
look. You know, you don't get to go to movies. You know,
That's what I was just thinking.
You know, you're sitting in the movie and my people are just trying to kill you.
Oh, man.
You can't go to a restaurant. I mean, you can't put a dent in your life.
All right, we got anything else?
I'm done.
What do we got? That's it.
Oh, I know. I have one. I do want to close out on one thing. If we're closing.
Yes, we're closing.
Okay, I do want to mention really quickly here that our good buddy Will Hammond. Hey, exactly.
I got that mojo.
He's got the mojo working.
Jimmy. Okay, you lost it. This is good. Don't forget FEE.org, Free Domain Radio, that's Stefan Molyneux, and Hanger Dogs.
Yeah.
We listen to Hanger Dogs regularly. And
appreciate that. Keep those emails coming.
Yeah, keep the emails coming.
Jimmy@JimmyDone.com.
Or Jack at JimmyDone. And Counselor Curtis at JimmyDone.com or Engineer Eric.
Yes, thank you to Mason for writing in about earlier podcasts.
Yeah.
We responded to him.
Good.
And anybody who writes in, we will respond to. If you write, we just gave you the emails. Of course, I say anybody. And hopefully that means everybody.
No, the Jimmy Doan email has got some web cobwebs on it. But other than that, it's fine.
Actually, I got my thing right here.
Okay, go.
Tons of emails. I don't know.
Well, anyway, this is from my buddy Will Hammond. Again, yes, if you're asking, his great uncle did invent the Hammond B3, which you're hearing right now. Jimmy Smith play.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And anyway, he's a really good friend of mine, and he's an absolute Photoshop god. Anyway, he's also a horn player. Extraordinaire, and he was very good friends with Maynard Ferguson, who passed away recently. Anyway, so he did a really impressive print in tribute to Maynard Ferguson. It's 24x24. It's a big print. And all the sales of this print that he's doing right now go to benefit the Maynard Ferguson Institute for Jazz Studies. You can contact him at willhammond@mac.com. But I want to
say he's a Mac user, like the good people.
And the actual website to go to is maynardferguson.com/tonality, tonality.htm.
We'll put a link on our website.
Well, we will, absolutely. And anyway, it's a really very interesting story that he did to make this beautiful print out that he done. And they're about $125 a piece, and they're numbered and signed by him.
Cheap.
And everything above and beyond the cost of actual printing goes to support the jazz thing.
$124 cost of printing, $1.
And he's only doing 100, and so it's going to be a really big deal. But anyway, Maynard's a huge inspiration to him, and his goal is to raise $10,000 for the Institute. So I know that you're a big jazz fan, Robert.
But he has no money.
So
that's okay.
No, he does, man.
No, he
does. The Blue Man Group, they play him in blue dollars.
Oh, that reminds me that if you write in, of course, we've got the billion-dollar bills. Did I show you, by the way, Counselor, the modification I made to the billion-dollar bills?
No, I didn't.
I need to show you that.
On the
but
back,
a trillion.
It was a trillion.
Yeah, three more zeros.
I added some more zeros. That's right.
It wasn't good enough. You're trying to keep it with Chavez's inflation rate or what?
Hugo with the bill, huh?
Yeah, Hugo with the bill.
Right, so now I have something on the back here. All right. Email us. We'll send you some of these.
Yep. Send you $1 billion.
That's right. Send you $1 billion.
We'll send you $1 billion, man. Get out jail free card.
Keep listening. Tell your friends.
We still have some
Let
Jimmy
Dunn
mugs.
If you like anything?
Yeah, we got some mugs.
Which,
mugs. I guess nobody drinks coffee around here anymore.
Who? No.
Yeah, because it comes from Chavez.
I believe that you can drink tequila out of these mugs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then they'll probably be gone.
That's
next
it.
Week,
gone
then.
Next time. That's it. All right, I'm done. All Jimmy's right. done. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
It's late. We've been here a long time.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy.
See if you can edit this down to about 3 or 4 different shows.
No, actually, believe it or not, we'll probably squeeze another two.
All right.
It's only 2:25 right now, brother.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a great one, man. We love you.
So Jimmy will be back maybe from his trip.
Maybe or maybe not. This may be a collector's item show, folks.
That's right. Maybe the last one.
Sign in. Get your autographed Jimmy material before this weekend.
That's right. Because
send you a donation.
That's because he's going to drive to Virginia and split his own truck. That's right.
We're going to let it roll. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to send those emails in to Jimmy for the Jimmy Doan mug and $1 billion.
And then I said, whoops, there it is.